All right. Good to be back in the saddle, at least for one day. Let's get it rolling. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And whatever you do, text, tweet, call. You know, write a note to your teacher. Put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman. We only got 2 hours of it.
Percent 74.
Okay. I was going to go with 63.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not feeling real confident today.
Well, it may be because. Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I was just wearing them for the Facebook Live thing. They're off now.
Okay.
There you go.
I don't like them when you wear them inside.
Well, that creeps me out. We were doing a Facebook Live before the show. You guys kicked our butt, but. I was just, I like to cover up as much of my face as possible. I don't want to scare the people off.
Yeah, that makes sense. On video.
Yeah, absolutely. On radio, it doesn't matter.
I'm used to your disgusting face.
Yeah, by now. It's not like I'm going to get any more disgusting. So, it's all good.
I feel like your eyes are one of the less gross parts of your face, but you always wear sunglasses.
Because that covers up more of my face.
Why don't you wear like a bandit mask or something?
That's
like
not
that,
a bad idea.
That has the eyeballs cut out and a mouth cut out where you could just, like... And just the rest of your face will be hidden.
Maybe I'll go full Darth Vader.
That'd be good, too. Well, yeah, but that would affect the way you sound on the radio.
That's true.
I think a bandit mask may be the way to go.
Might be it, yeah. Get a cowboy hat. Get the Western look going.
Yeah.
Then I'll be on there and people go, you know, he may not be that disgusting.
But if you walk around like a ski mask all the time and like you go to the gas station and stuff, people frown on that. And you like to go to liquor stores.
Yes, a lot.
So that might not
probably
be
not. Yeah, don't want to walk into a liquor store with that. Oh, well, 713-780-3776. I want to thank Jerome for filling in yesterday.
Jerome showed up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So don't thank him too vigorously.
Okay, never mind then. Never mind.
I mean, he did show up, but it was at 5 o'clock.
Because I heard some of it while I was wandering around yesterday trying to get things done.
Yep. Barry Laminack covered the first hour. So
Barry's a champ.
Yep,
so.
Solid.
Well, I think what must have happened was when I texted him on Friday... He must have thought like, hey, oh, he's probably just asking me for the Tuesday hit. Like I always text him on Mondays or Tuesdays. Maybe that's what he was assuming and didn't actually read it. Because he said, I asked him if he could fill in for Fred on Tuesday. And he said, yes. Hmm. And then I texted him again yesterday, at 3:50. Because AJ was like, hey, is Drum coming in? I go, well, he's usually right when the show starts, he'll kind of wander in. And I text him and he calls me and goes...
What are you talking about?
Well, what show? So I was like, I texted you, check it back. He goes, oh, crap, and then a bunch of expletives.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, that's him.
But it took him only an hour to get here from Kingwood. So
only an hour of a three-hour program.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. It worked out. Barry did a good job.
Yeah, Barry always does a good job. So, well, thanks to Barry and to Jerome for filling in, and thanks to Mike Liebeschock, who's going to jump in tomorrow, and I'm officially moving, so... Got everything done yesterday, and now it's on to the fun part.
All right.
My goal is to get all that crap done before next week because we're not going to have time to be messing with anything.
That's true.
But
it's a busy time next week.
It is. It is. We've already gone over some of the things we're going to be doing, and it's going to be very exciting. But, I'm really ready to move into the new place, get the hell out of there.
So when is that going to happen?
Well, tomorrow we're moving everything we can get out of there, which is going to be hard because... The freight elevator's broken, which is the dumbest thing ever.
Okay.
So the movers are going to have to use a regular elevator, so I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're getting all of it done tomorrow with and then the furniture we ordered comes Sunday, so by Sunday night we'll be completely moved in.
Okay.
But
when is your first night sleeping there?
It'll be tomorrow night.
Okay.
Because I'm taking one mattress from Texas Mattress Makers and putting that in the guest room, so we'll just use that until my new one shows up Saturday.
There you go.
getting that Athens gel.
You got it figured out.
Oh, yeah. It's all lined up. It's just a matter of getting it done. And, man, the closing was much easier than I remembered it.
It's signing your name a lot of times.
Yeah, that's all it was. But I do want to thank Sed, who's one of the listeners, is a realtor. He was very helpful answering questions throughout the process for me. And the realtors I wound up with were fantastic. Michelle and Samia from Keller Williams. If I ever buy another place, I will use them again. They were great. So
all right.
I want to thank them for doing that. And that's just me thanking them, because there were some other people we dealt with not so good.
Not as great.
But they were great. So 409 says I could get a mask like basketball players with broken noses use.
That would be good, but it couldn't be clear.
No, it'd have to be one of the white ones.
Right.
I'd want black, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best idea.
There's one from 409. Do you guys know if NFL experience is geared more towards kids? There's something kind of for everybody at that. It's a lot of it's for kids. Kids will enjoy it. But there's things adults can do, and they'll like it.
Yeah.
It's like an NFL version of Dave and Buster's. You'll find some stuff to do if you're an adult.
That's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah, and the other question we've been getting a lot is, can you get into Radio Row? And I've been trying to ask people about this. Nobody knows.
I sure don't.
Now, what they've done the last couple of years when we've been there is you can get in, and then there's parts that are blocked off that you can't get in. And I assume that's part of NFL experience, because I don't know where else you would be getting those tickets.
I don't either.
And I looked on the website, and I looked all over the place, and I could not find anything. I will ask when we're out there Monday. But, you know, I think it was just Thursday and Friday, if I recall, last year. But I could be wrong about that.
It felt like there were more people every day as the season.
Yeah, well, and that makes sense, because people get into town really on Thursday. Right. So
I don't like that, though. I don't like the people being there.
Well, it makes our jobs a little more difficult.
It makes them significantly more difficult. And really, here's what's going to happen. A, you're not going to get any autographs signed. I know that's what everybody wants to go do. It's not going to happen.
If you guys do, it's going to be a Z-lister.
Yeah, these guys have handlers that move them, you know, from place to place, and everything is in a real hurry, and they basically get in the mode where they can't hear you, and you're going to be fighting with radio producers who are trying to get bookings and things like that. Everybody had stuff to sign last year. No one got stuff signed. So I will warn you of that. If I don't know what it costs, but if you're paying money thinking you're going to get autographs, think again.
Or pictures with them.
Or pictures. Not going to happen.
It's pretty rare.
You can get pictures of them.
Yeah.
But here's the other truth. I'll take pictures and I'll post them on Twitter, and you can just take them and say they were yours.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah. But I won't get mad about it.
I think that's fair. Do that to help the people.
Yeah.
It's really all you'll get a chance to do is you'll get to see them up close.
You will see them with your eyes.
And there are a few times for us where we're interviewing people and you'll look up and it's just completely surrounded with people outside just wanting to see these guys. Like Troy Aikman, I think last year was one of them. And there might have been 200 people surrounding the whole thing watching us interview Troy Aikman, not able to hear a word he said. And then when he left, he didn't talk to anybody. He just left because he had to go to another one. So it's not like if they're trying to sell you on it that you're going to get autographs, very, very small chance of that. If it's somebody who isn't that famous and who isn't booked for every single thing, you might be able to get it.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if you want to get in, then today's a good day to do it, because Friday we're going to be back out at the track. Can't wait for that. Big weekend coming there. I got giveaways. We got all kinds of stuff. So what did I miss? What important things did I miss? Did you talk about Johnny Manziel?
No.
Okay.
I feel like we talked about him on Monday, didn't we?
A little bit, but since then he's come out and said why he deleted his Twitter account.
We didn't talk about that.
Okay. All right.
No.
Just nothing real important?
Nothing was pressing.
Yeah, the Patriots are practicing at UH. Woo.
Right. Yeah.
The Falcons get Rice.
Where it's flooded.
And not as nice. I mean, nice campus. Rice is a beautiful campus. The football facilities,
yeah.
Not quite up to par. But, hey, that's going to happen. It's been kind of fun watching all the stuff go up around Discovery Green and the George R. Brown. I think it's going to be a nice setup. If it's anything like what happened at Final Four,
yeah,
then it's going to be all right. Just talking about Kirk Cousins, because now the Redskins coming out saying this is our guy.
I've kind of thought that was what they were going to end up doing anyway, but you never know with a situation like that when a guy's franchised, and it's pretty obvious they don't want to pay him market rate.
Yeah.
But you also start to think about it then, and you're like, well, what's the alternative? And let's say they get a first and a fourth for him from – and that seems unlikely, but let's say they did get a first and a fourth for him from San Francisco. Now you've got the second pick in the draft, which means you might not even get if there's a quarterback you really like, you might not even get him.
Right.
And secondly, there's no quarterback in this draft that's going to end up being better than Kirk Cousins, in my opinion.
Probably not. Not next year, that's for sure.
Right. Not for the foreseeable next 3 years, probably.
Yeah, I still think Watson might turn into a pretty good player. The Redskins aren't garbage. No, they're not. They're very close. And that's the thing. They just missed the playoffs last year. So why would you mess with that? And they made it the year before. And I'm not a big Kirk Cousins fan. I think he's a sort of a poor man's Jay Cutler. I think he's very capable of having some big games. He's very capable of losing some games for you. Last year, or well, 2 seasons ago now, he was magnificent for the second half of the season. They made the playoffs. This year, he'll be good. And when he was good, they won football games.
Right.
Can he get better? Maybe. Maybe he can develop. And if he can, you got to pay him. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A lot to get to, a lot of giveaways. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I want to start off with a giveaway because I've got a whole stack of them here, and we only got 2 hours. Guess who brought us food today?
Raising Cane's.
They did.
They did it so good, too. I've been trying to diet, and then they brought that food. I said, damn, got me.
Well, we're going to give you a Raising Cane's $25 gift card. Raising Cane's fingers are only fresh, never frozen, marinated 24 hours, cooked to order. Raising Cane's tailgates are perfect for any event. There are now 24 Cane's in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the nearest location. Raising Cane's, one love, caller 15 at 713-780-3776. You're going to get you some Raising Cane's. All right. Well, when we were doing that Facebook Live today, once again, clean shaven. You know why? Harry's Razors. And guys, if you haven't tried this yet, if you imagine this, you're going to get a quality razor. You're not going to pay much money for it. It's going to get delivered to your door, so you don't have to go anywhere. That's the thing I used to hate. I would sit there and I would use a razor as long as I could because I was too damn lazy to go down to the store and buy another one and wait for them to unlock the damn things. And so I'd cut myself all up. Well, that doesn't happen with Harry's because they deliver them right to the door. And for decades, there's a big razor company that just keeps increasing prices. They reap immense profits. It's all at your expense. Harry's bought their own factory. They sell directly to you over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay if you go to the store. So get it delivered right to your door. In fact, they're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer to fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things from Twitter. D says he hopes we can get a soundbite like A.J.'s Bonnie Bernstein can suck it. I'm sure there'll be somebody that incurs your ire. It happens every time. Dan mentioning he loved the radio story about Theismann using the restroom right next to you instead of the other urinals. That was you, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Jared said, I closed on a house last fall. It was very smooth and easy. The hardest part was trying to sign my middle name. I sign stuff. It's pretty easy the way I sign stuff because my last name just looks like a straight line. So
I just make a squiggle. I make my mark.
It's pretty much what I do.
Yeah.
Tori asks, I'm not the 15th caller, but what if I'm the first to tweet about Canes? We can give one of these over away on Twitter, can't we, John?
I'm pretty sure we can.
Because I have another one, and I got to give away a bunch. So, Tori, if you call in, we'll give you a $25 gift card to Raising Canes. We'll give you 5 minutes, though. And then it's going back in a pile.
Is that a chick?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder you're giving it away. Well, you're such a sucker for a girl.
I like taking care of the female listeners, too. I'm an equal opportunity kind of guy. Did you see Ted Cruz and Deadspin get into it?
I did see that. there wasn't much to it.
No, there wasn't much, but I'll be honest. I don't really use Deadspin for anything anymore. I don't know if it was when the whole RJ Bell thing or something, but I just kind of, every now and then I'll look at that site, but not very often. But they tweeted out, send us proof of Ted Cruz playing basketball. Ted Cruz responded with a picture of Grayson Allen that says, what do I win? Which I think is pretty funny, actually, for him.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. And I think we've all kind of thought those two look alike. Plus, they're both kind of unlikable. But this is one of those where you probably lost when your response from Deadspin to him was, go eat bleep.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? I guess you don't like the guy, but that was kind of funny. Sort of played along with what you were asking for.
Yeah, not very... it seems like they could have been more clever.
Yeah, than to just go eat bleep.
Yeah, pretty weak.
409, what are the odds one or more current or former NFL players get busted in a prostitution sting next week?
Oof.
I'm going to go 92% because there will be prostitutes.
Yeah.
There also will be...
As per usual.
There will be stings. Somebody will get caught.
It'll happen.
Let's try a phone call. Is that Rob or Bob?
It's a Rob.
Rob, okay.
Robbie!
What's up, Rob?
Hey, two-part question.
All right.
What are the odds that the Patriots making the Super Bowl is completely getting under Roger Goodell's skin? And also, what are the odds that if the Patriots do win, Tom Brady has some smart-ass comment to whisper in his ear when he's presenting the trophy?
I would say to the second part, 100%. Tom Brady will say something. Whether he says it on the microphone or whether he says it to him on the podium.
Yeah.
There'll be something along the lines of Tom Brady saying, suck it, I would think.
Yeah.
Suck it, Goodell.
Maybe not exactly that, but somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere along those lines. I'd say there's pretty good chance of that happening. And then I also think that, it bothers Goodell because he made this into a. It's his fault. It really is. He made this into a witch hunt. It turned into a nightmare for the league, and he comes out looking bad in the end. And really, when does he ever come out looking good in anything?
Not often.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
My guess is Brady takes the high road. He'll probably give a smile and a nod, and if Roger Goodell's smart, he'll nod back, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Because what else can you do?
Not much.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Well, now Haitian Diva says, I'm an avid female listener. Can I get in on this Canes action, too? I just gave the last one away. I know. Try it tomorrow. It's my fault. I should have just said first female caller and on her.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done. Now I've created a problem by trying to be nice. These things happen. I'm going to drop this tomorrow on the website, but after us talking about it the other day, I came up with my five favorite places to have the Super Bowl. And I included a city that hasn't had one yet, so I want your opinion on whether or not I can include this.
Okay.
But if Las Vegas gets a stadium, they're going to get a Super Bowl, and we know how we've been out there for enough events. Would there be a better place other than? Well, I have New Orleans number one on my list. That's the one.
We have to see what the stadium. I mean, if it's like great stadium, yeah.
The stadiums though really don't mean that much to the experience because most people aren't going to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the people that come in for Super Bowl are...
The problem is there's always a massive Vegas crowd anyway.
Right.
So it's going to be crammed. Like, think about how hard it is to find, a seat at a bar or a seat in a poker table, you know, on a fight night in Vegas.
But a lot of people come in for those too. It's very similar. They come in. They're not going to the fight.
Yeah, but it's times 10. With the Super Bowl,
I think they'll handle it.
They probably could.
I think they handle big events really, really well.
I think they do.
And so is it unfair to put that on the list? Because the rest of them are all places, like San Diego's on my list, but it's never happening again. Because that was a great place for it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, though. Like, your list is all maybes and probably nots.
Well, it's not maybes.
What are your other, what's the rest of
New Orleans list? Is number one on the list.
Okay.
And San Francisco was my other one. Now, a lot of people did not like San Francisco.
What was your fifth one?
Those two plus, Miami. Miami was like third, I think. And it hasn't been there in Miami for a while.
But it's scheduled now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one's a good one. And a lot of people didn't like San Francisco because the stadium was so far away from where everything was. But during the week, that didn't really matter. Now, it mattered if you're one of those people who had to go cover it.
Right.
And so they bitched a lot. But I thought it was a great setup. Because what I want in a Super Bowl city, I don't want to drive. I don't want to have to get behind the wheel of a car for any reason. Right. That's why Dallas was such a disaster.
Yeah.
I want to be able to walk everywhere. And I want it all to be in one area.
Yeah. San Francisco was really good, I felt. I mean, I get if the stadium was a ways out of the way, and I guess there were some people complaining about that, but I thought that was really good. And it's I may like it more than New Orleans. It's cleaner.
It's cleaner. The thing is, there's more to do in a smaller area in New Orleans. We had to kind of travel around a little bit to find things to do in San Francisco. There was plenty right there, though. There was enough.
I mean, literally everything was in a walking or a short cab distance.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's the same way it is in New Orleans. I mean, everything's pretty close.
Yeah, well, and even the stadium. You can walk from the stadium to the...
That's true.
To the... all the way to the convention center. So... But that's why I kind of like the setup here, because you just hop on that train, it'll take you down to the stadium.
Yeah, the problem is everybody's going to be trying to just hop on that train.
Yeah, but they're going to have extra ones running. It'll be bad later in the week, but I think it'll be fine most of the week. Like, so, if you're one of those people who has to go out there for press conferences and stuff.
Yeah, I was told expect Discovery Green, that area, the convention center, on a daily basis, 1.2 million people.
I'll have to
tell you guys some.
I think my least favorite thing about the Super Bowl being here is that I have to drive every day. Like, it's so nice when you've got, you just walk at, like last year, you literally walked out of the hotel, walked a block and a half, and went to work.
Yeah.
Was there traffic around the building? Of course.
Was it crowded? Absolutely.
But
it was expected.
If you don't have to drive, it's pretty easy.
Well, and that's why I'm kind of happy, because I don't have to drive. I'll just be parked right down there. And but that aside, I agree. I think unless you're staying downtown, you're going to have to get in the car.
Yep.
If you're staying out, let's say you're staying out Richmond or one of those places on 59, you're going to have to drive around. It's not going to be a great experience for you. But I don't know. I think I'm happy that it's here for all the businesses and all the money people are going to make. From a selfish standpoint, and it is kind of showing off how downtown has changed since the last one was here. And right. But I think we kind of did that with the Final Four.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we need another one, but we'll see. I think it's a cool thing that it's here, but I'll be... And to be honest, it's probably the last one we're ever going to get, because everybody's got these new stadiums.
Until there's a new stadium here.
And that's...
I mean, you're talking 20-something years.
Yeah, I'll be dead.
Yeah,
you'll like be Mary dead, Tyler sure. Moore was in your Deadpool.
So, oh, yes.
Forgot to mention that.
Jong, did you mark me down for my points?
I will.
Mary Tyler Moore, did anyone else have her?
I don't think so.
I could swear awesome. Somebody else had her on the list.
I'll go check during the break.
That sounds like a Barry one.
I think
Barry Warner.
I know someone else had the what's the other chick's name that was on the Mary Tyler Moore show? The other lady who's like damn near dead too. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but
it was probably Barry Warner. He had a bunch of them like that.
He may have, but either way, that's a nice jump out to the lead for me in January. I'll take that.
That's a good way to start. You want to get that first one on the board.
It's important. It's important, and she's 20 points.
Yeah,
that's a solid hit.
It's more than I thought. I thought she was older than that.
I was. She's one of the ones that I'm a Mary Tyler Moore fan. I liked that show when I was a kid. Not like it was live when I was a kid, but I used to watch it on Nick at Night when I was a kid. I thought she was a funny lady. So it's a bit of a bummer, but
she's very talented.
Got to get my points in.
Yeah, that's the point of the game. If we're going to lose one, you want to benefit from it.
That's right. All right, guys. As the seasons change. Hopefully, you want to spend more time in the backyard. You want to revitalize that outdoor living area. You do that with the guys from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And that carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you've currently got a blank slate in the backyard, no worries, Allied will help you build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of, they can do it all. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you hang on to some money as well. 0% financing for up to 18 months, several other monthly payment options. With all this, it's no wonder they're 2015 Angie List Super Service Award winner. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less. From Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, see what they can do in your backyard, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What Are the Odds, A.J.? Suddenly sounds a lot different.
Yeah, Fred, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong.
Oh, Raheel Ramzanali was just in here. We were talking about some logistics stuff for Super Bowl week, and AJ kind of disappeared. So he's jumping in and being AJ until he shows back up.
Which Super Bowl is this for you now? What number?
Man, it's hard to say because I skipped a few there, but I think it's at least my 14th,
man.
Somewhere in there. I'm old, dude. And I did a bunch of them for the Chronicle long before I did this. But
I bet back then you were still doing. They were still doing slideshows.
Yeah,
they would just send you out there like Fred. I know you're thinking about a great story here, and your writers are doing a great job. But can you take 76 pictures of Mexican journalists at Media Day, please?
Back then, our slideshows were what we call pictures in the newspaper.
Yeah.
So we just run a bunch of pictures. We called it a picture page, and it was all in one place. You didn't have to click on all of them.
I was being you, AJ.
Thanks.
%1,000.
Thanks, man. You're the man.
Got you guys.
Thanks, man.
He comes in here to help out and rub his hands that he doesn't wash all over our stuff in here.
I washed under hot water, not soap.
I just don't understand why no soap.
Because I don't need it.
It doesn't make sense. You need soap.
Well, then, if you need soap from just a normal number one, you got to wash your genitals more.
You should just wash your hands generally throughout the day.
No, I'm good.
Yes, you're not good.
I bet right now if we tested our hands, both of us, under scientific, like a lab or something, I bet mine are just as clean as yours.
I literally just scrubbed my hands with hot water and soap.
Yep.
When's the last time you washed your hands?
With soap. 7:30 a.m.
There's zero chance that your hands are as clean as mine. It's impossible.
It's probably like a plus minus of 4% that yours are cleaner.
No!
Dude, you're falling for the liberal media soap crap.
Oh, tremendous.
I can't wait till they build a wall around you.
Not me. I'm gonna.
You'll be lucky if they build a wall around you.
I'm gonna sacrifice my wife. I'm gonna like take her.
She's the one.
I think you have to sacrifice one family member.
She's Indian though, right?
Half Indian.
Oh, okay. What's her other half?
I love her. Pakistani.
Oh, okay.
I love her Pakistani half.
I was gonna say like. Right. The Indian half, Trump may be comfortable with that.
Is he?
I think most people are more comfortable with Indian than, like, at least basic white guy is more comfortable with Indian than Pakistani.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, Pakistan sounds like a scary place. India probably is a scary place, but they have that Taj Mahal, so everybody's like, oh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, and Bollywood.
And Kama Sutra.
Right, yeah, there's some good things about India.
Pakistan has brought Raheel.
Like, cricket.
There's some cricket guys, right?
Solid, right?
Yeah.
You guys are solid at that, but not as good here, as India, right?
But not here.
I'm saying better, Pakistan, like, or India.
What have we brought to the Western culture that Trump won't kick us out for?
I don't know. Like, is there any food that you guys are specifically attached to? Or is like Mediterranean Arab food is all kind of in one big...
It's all the same thing. We're just a little bit spicier.
Okay. I don't like Indian food, though.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me. I can, like... I can go out to eat. You could, like, if I say, okay, you say, what kind of food do you want to eat? If you say any kind of food except Indian, I can find something on the menu that I will like. I've tried to eat Indian food several times. It's just not for me.
Okay. Not even buttered chicken? Dude, that dish is like top five for me.
Maybe I'll have to try it. I don't know if I've ever
really
tried
really
it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really
good.
But
that's good. One thing. I don't even remember the last time I ate Indian food because it just doesn't do well with me. Mostly because, like, when I go somewhere, I like spicy things, and if I try to eat spicy Indian food, it's never
a different
good.
Spice
it's
level.
It's a different kind
the,
of spice.
The different spice levels of Indian food and Thai food, like if you go to Thai Gourmet.
Oh, and the Thai spicy?
The Thai those crazy. Are different. Those are different levels.
It's too crazy.
Those are for naturals only.
It messes up my insides.
Messes up the whole house.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. All right, not guys.
Good. All right.
Thanks, man.
He's going to be at a fashion show tonight.
Oh, is that why you're Gussie?
I'm going to be broadcasting a fashion show.
Like you're going to be calling play-by-play?
Yeah, I'm doing play-by-play for an fashion show.
What are the odds Monica falls down while she's going down the runway?
Well, she's not. Monica's not going.
She's to, in she's the not, fashion
oh,
show.
No, she's just trying to get got. She's just trying to trap somebody.
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I know she was all
doesn't she know up. Next week is the week to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they might confuse her for the, you know, ladies of the night.
Pay-per-views.
Hey, if you hook up and then...
The what?
Pay-per-views. Yeah.
Like, if she's trying to hook up and then at the end of the hookup, dude's like, here's $300, it's like, man, that's a win-win.
Yeah.
Like, as long as she doesn't hook up with him under the, you know, under the guise that he has to pay. Like, if they never discuss terms, like, she just looks at it as a hookup and then, like, it's time to leave. Oh, here's $500.
So, I have a question. Both of you guys, you said 14 Super Bowls. AJ, you've done probably, what, 10? But eight, nine,
eight,
ten, eight?
Eight-ish.
How so? Last time the Super Bowl was here, I was in college. I hadn't even interned for you yet at that time. So I don't remember much about it. I didn't party or anything. Is it really that crazy with the women that are coming in? The prostitutes?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
there'll be whores all over the city.
Wow,
all over the city,
and
probably not in Sugar Land.
No,
or Richmond, Rosenberg.
No,
I, be okay. I would say your hot spots.
You're
are
in a whore free zone.
Yeah, Midtown. You're gonna have a lot there. Any big event area like around George R, there'll be a bunch of them.
Yeah. Discovery Green is going to be a big
Discovery
big
Green.
Spot.
You'll be discovering quite a bit. Never mind.
Yeah.
So what?
Discover
like,
that ass.
Yeah.
I was going to like think of something clever, a pun, but you just went right to it.
See,
One of our favorite games, Raheel, and if we're all out at some point, one of my favorite games is play guess the pay per view. Oh. We were playing that game with David Gow one year, trying to teach him how to spot them.
Huh.
When we were in New Orleans, where they're a lot easier to spot in New Orleans than anywhere else.
Yeah. But, they're just locals.
Well, the problem with New Orleans is sometimes you find one, but then it's like, oh, that's a dude.
Yeah,
though.
It's got a penis. Yeah,
yeah, and that'll throw you off.
Kind of like that Russian roulette.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I always get very uncomfortable when I'm approached by prostitutes. I always feel like, just as a general rule of thumb, dudes should approach prostitutes themselves. Like, for a prostitute to approach a man, it makes a man feel like he's in a sting. I don't trust it.
Or they think that you have money.
Maybe, but this always happens to me at Vegas. I'm always offered that service in Vegas. And because I'm a guy walking around, and I'm usually wearing like a button up and dress shoes, and then they'll be like, oh.
And it's usually late at night in the casino.
Yeah. And they see a dude by himself. And I always just lie to him and say, oh, my wife's upstairs sleeping in the room. But one time this lady was like, I've got a room. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah, she's a saleswoman.
So what tips do you guys have for listeners in terms of finding a good deal? How do you start the conversation? Because I don't know. I wanted to discuss this. I just don't have the insight.
I don't know much about negotiation, but I'll give you the same advice I give everyone. And this is the best advice I can give you for not getting caught by the cops. When you find what you think is a hooker, when you guys are negotiating money, when she gives her price, you say, let's say she says she wants $600.
Okay.
You say, I'll give you the $600, but I don't want sex. I just want you to come upstairs to my room and let me take naked pictures of you. A real whore will do that in an instant because that's $600 for, I mean, you know, taking a couple booby shots. That's great. That's a great deal. A lady cop will not do that because it's not a crime, so she can't bust you on anything.
Oh.
And then she's got her nudes floating around the precinct. There you go.
I didn't know that wasn't illegal.
It's not illegal. You could take naked pictures of whoever you want.
Okay. Well, look at that.
As long as there's consent.
AJ, that's a pretty damn good system right there.
You're welcome.
I won't ever use it.
I know, but tell your friends.
I will tell my friends.
Yeah, but one thing I will tell you, the tip I will put on top of that is that they're going to be the ones that are really gussied up and charging a lot of money. They're price gouging.
First thing you do when they give you the number, just go, ugh. And, like, start to walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just act like, are you kidding me? You're not worth that.
Yeah.
You're not worth that.
50,000 miles on it.
That's, I mean, you're trying to get me to pay a Ferrari price for a Fiat. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, and then when they feel that, like, you're just, like, completely disinterested at that number, if they're a good whore, I would guess, they'll come back with a counteroffer. You know, like it's...
Yeah. Always reject the first offer.
Yeah. Okay. Even if she's super hot and you think it's a reasonable price, and here's the reality. This next week, if she's really hot and the number she gives you is reasonable, you don't want to get anywhere near it anyway.
Your thing's going to be purple when you're done.
It's not good for you.
No.
Good for you. It's a health hazard.
And if you want the cheap ones, just hang around the train stations. That's where they'll be.
Telephone Road still hot for ladies of the night?
I wouldn't know. I never go down there.
I never go down Telephone Road.
I feel like our listeners
either.
Do all the time.
Like southeast side of town? Not for me.
Okay. All right. So the fashion show's tonight on 1560 AM. Root Sports Southwest's Julia Morales will be on with me. Yeah. That's right, AJ. I know. Don't be jealous. AJ's like, how come I didn't get the fashion show play-by-play gig?
No.
Well, AJ, you know what? Sometimes the other person gets lucky. Not everyone gets lucky.
You got lucky this time. I'll be honest. I've never heard a fashion show on radio. I think having play-by-play... I mean, I think fashion shows in general are stupid. Like, I feel like that should just be for people who are at the fashion show. But like, if you're going to televise it, okay. But to do it on radio seems like way more trouble than it's worth. And you're almost surely going to say something insensitive or offensive about a woman, about her body. Like, there's not a real win situation here for you. And you're working with a woman?
Yeah.
Ugh. I would have immediately passed on this opportunity. I cannot picture a scenario where this turns out well. I mean, maybe you can handle it. It would never turn out well for me.
Yeah.
You're a different kind of professional than I am. Maybe you can handle this. It's not something that would go well for me.
Yeah, I'm going to have Julia do post-runway interviews like Joe Rogan does.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a good touch.
What words are you going to use to describe? Are you going to only describe clothing or the women themselves?
I don't know. I have no plan.
Call one of them beefy.
Are you going to talk about...
She looks like she didn't get down to her runway weight.
Yeah. Are you going to mention if it's a dress that shows a lot of cleavage? Are you going to mention that?
Yeah, I think that's part of the story.
Are you going to say breasts or boobs? Like, what's going to be your?
I'm going to try the T word first.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't do unless it's tatas.
SB Nation After Dark. It's from 7 to 9. I think the fashion show starts at 8. And it's benefiting a bunch of charities. So that's why. That's the real reason I'm doing it. Because why? Trick love the kids. But
yeah, you're a good dude.
I think after 8 o'clock, right? It's the sun's down. The kids have gone to sleep. You can say...
You could just say what you really mean. Once the sun's down, no one can hear 1560.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Well, on the west side, they can't hear us either. So it's all good.
All right. Well, have fun tonight, man.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you, man. Always fun when Raheel drops by. What do we have here, John?
MyComputerCareer.com. It's a new year. How's it looking for you guys? You gonna make the same old crappy money you made last year? Or are you trying to get a better life? If you're feeling stuck, check out My Computer Career, the IT school where you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 months. And that's even if you don't have any IT experience. You attend classes on campus in Houston or live online to get all the skills and certifications you'll need to start your new career. Plus, we're going to help you get hired and advance with lifetime career services. This is for real, guys. Last year, 2016, My Computer Career helped over 1,000 students start new IT jobs. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. By the way, financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon, so make new year, new career your resolution. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com starting at only $125. All that for only $125. What are you waiting for? It's one of the few parties that people from Houston can actually get in. Get ready to celebrate the party. The big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Just go to BigTexasParty.com. Get your tickets now before they're all gone. And a couple things here that I want to get to real quick. Tracy said, glad to know my son just got prostitute wisdom from AJ.
Good news for him.
Better to know. And somebody asked me earlier, and I can't remember who it was. I think it was Tyson. It's like, how do you have San Diego on your list? Qualcomm is pretty far from downtown, especially with California traffic. Except what they did. I only had to go game day. And I was, we were in right there on the water the whole time where everything was. And then game day, they closed the freeways and just, you had to bus in.
There's like a shuttle. They put the media on. Yeah. It was the same way in Dallas. And I mean, it's not ideal when the stadium's not right by the media stuff. But they make it as easy as they can.
Yeah.
And if unless you have to go to the stadium every day,
then it's an issue.
That would be like Dallas would have been a nightmare in that situation because our hotel was downtown Dallas and the stadium was out in Arlington. And in that weather
and that
was,
traffic,
I mean, it was like an hour. It would have taken an hour and a half, 2 hours every day.
Well, and
but I only had to make that trip once.
Yeah. And even without the weather there, the traffic would have been a nightmare. I mean, it always is up there. It's just it's the way that the freeways are designed. I probably should take San Diego off the list since it's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
But that would I would have. See, I might have Tampa's on that list, too. That was a pretty good place.
I've never been to Tampa.
It's been a while. And Jacksonville wasn't horrible.
They'll never have it there again.
No, probably not. That was just a one-off. But it wasn't a horrible place for it. Let's grab a phone call. Cowboy Jared. What's up, Jared?
Fred, AJ Sports, Happy New Year to y'all, man. Y'all been all right?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Cool. I just want to mention something real quick about the prostitutes. There's also something a lot of people need to look out for, and they're pretty known for, like, most black folk in social media. but I think there are a couple of nationalities that might not be aware. There's some dudes coming to the city from Atlanta that they were born dudes, but they looked like girls, like pretty girls. And they got the Adam's apple shaved and everything.
Oh, boy.
Boys better do some physical checks before they get to that hotel room because they might be in for a big surprise, especially when Atlanta's in the Super Bowl. So, Houston, be careful. Y'all have a good one.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, all kidding aside, do not mess with those pay-per-views. They will rob you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the important thing. The reason we play spot them is so that it's funny. It's funny to us that we're actually spotting them and we know what they are. But, man, you got to watch out for that stuff because there's a bunch of them in town. Here's the other thing you guys need to look out for, and I don't want to be a downer here, but hustlers and pickpockets from everywhere are coming to Houston to try to get your money. So protect your wallet, protect your purses. There's not going to be as much. I mean, they'll getting robbed and stuff is not going to happen as much as getting your pocket picked or somebody wanting to play a poker game with you for friendly money. Just be real careful about that kind of stuff because there'll be hustlers and con men from all over the place are trying to sell you tickets to the Super Bowl for $300 for first row that look really official, things like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy scalp tickets. I mean,
those are the things that I would just tell people to really be careful of, especially if you're going to any of the events and you're going to parties where there's going to be a lot of famous people. Just keep your hands on those wallets and purses. I might not even take mine. I might just, because and that little bump you get, whoops. And I've seen that happen. It happens more at the Derby than anywhere. But there are guys who make their entire money for a year picking pockets at the Kentucky Derby. But you'll see some of that. And it's not a lot, but just be aware of it.
When I'm in Vegas, even, especially if I'm in Vegas at night and it's like a heavy crowd, I always put my wallet in the front pocket.
Yep.
And it's a, don't set. I've learned this one. Remember when I set my phone down on the bar?
Yep.
Gone. I mean, immediately.
Well, but for all the precautions I take, I had my wallet lifted in Vegas. I mean, it's it can happen, and that's the kind of people that are going to be coming to town just to make money, and they do that stuff. They're good at it. And you leave a phone sitting there, it's going to be gone. You may be your neighborhood bar, maybe a bar you go to all the time. It's completely safe. It's packed to the gills. You leave that phone sitting there. It's kiss it goodbye. So just be careful and be aware. It's common sense stuff, but when you're out and drinking, you don't think about that.
Right.
But if you kind of put it in your head before you start drinking, hey, I'm going to keep my wallet in my front pocket the whole time.
Yeah.
Then there you go. If that saves one blitzer from getting their wallet lifted, I feel like my job is done here.
All right, guys. Now it's time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery. And you can do that with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room for free with any purchase. That means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Call Dirt-Free Carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard about it here, and you'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.